Hello and welcome to our webinar today. Today we're going to cover the three keys of online success, and I'm excited to be here with you today. First, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Bruce Ekman, and I'm the president and CEO of EasyNet Tools. The webinar today is titled The Three Keys to Success, and I think that this is a really great webinar. It has some great information for you there. They're the things that really can make your online business successful. We've been in this business for a long, long time, since the internet was just starting back in the mid-90s. And we've worked with literally thousands of websites and website owners. We've been able to see which websites were successful and which ones weren't. And we've tried to learn from the failures and the successes. And what we see are that we can break it down into basically three things. And inside of these three things, there is a lot of information. But today, in today's webinar, what we're going to cover, the first thing, if we're talking about success, the first thing we want to do is define what success is. And after we've done that, then we're going to talk about, and I'm going to introduce to you, the three keys to success. And then we're going to go through and we're going to talk about each one of them in detail. Well, not in too much detail, because actually we're going to have some follow-up webinars where we're going to go into much, much more detail on each of these steps. But we'll introduce you to each of the three steps. We're going to talk about rules to having a great website, how to drive traffic to your website, and how to increase conversions on your website. And once we've gone through all that, then we're going to have a question and answer session, and hopefully I can answer any questions that you may have. So let's go ahead and jump into the webinar. Okay, first of all, let's talk about just what is success. You know, boy, over the years I've heard so many different definitions of success, you know, having lots of money or big houses or cars or all that kind of thing. And there are just all kinds of different definitions of success. But I would like to share with you the one that I really like. It's by Earl Nightingale. I really like his definition of success. He said, success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Okay, and if you think about that, success is a progressive realization. That means it's progress toward a worthy ideal or a good goal. So it's progress that you're realizing toward that good goal. And so if I look at that, I try to break that down, I think what he's saying is success is really a road. It's not just a place. So if you decide where you're going and you get on that road and you're moving down down that road, you are a success. And I really like that definition because it means that you can be a success relatively quickly. If you're on the road and you're just sitting there, you're not making that progress, you're going to get run over. So you need to be on the road and you need to be moving toward your goal. When I was a little boy, my dad decided that he was going to do some landscaping in the yard. And so he bought a truckload of dirt. And I can remember as a little boy, this big dump truck came into our yard and it dumped out this big pile of dirt in our yard. And man, didn't take my brother and I 30 seconds to hit that dirt pile. Man, we took all of our cars and our trucks out there, and we just started building a city on this big dirt pile. We had so much fun. We were out there every day. I think my mom was probably happy because we were out of the house and not bugging her. But we just spent hours and hours and hours working on that dirt pile. And we had so much fun. We built a city. We had airports. We had everything you could imagine. We carted in bricks from all over the yard, and we just built this dirt pile into this mini city. I think my dad gave up on landscaping for a while because we were having so much fun in his dirt pile. I would guess we probably spent a week and a half just going over that entire dirt pile and building it into a literal city. And we had so much fun building it. But when we got done, and it was all built, and it was this great city, which is what we were working toward, we left and moved on to something else because it wasn't fun anymore. And I think that can illustrate how being successful. You know, it wasn't the city that was successful. It was all of the time that we spent building it that we really enjoyed and we really had fun. It was the progress that we were making. And so I think that it's really that progress that can bring us true joy in life and make us feel good about the success that we're having. So it's the progression, that's the building, that's what really makes us successful. So now let's take a look at the three keys to success. And like I say, we've learned these from a lot of the people on a lot of the websites that we've worked with out there. And what we find is that the people that are successful almost exclusively have done all of these three keys. And the ones that are failures almost exclusively are not doing all three of the keys to success. Okay? They're relatively simple, and there's a lot more to them, but if you get these three keys in your mind and you remember them and you commit to do them, you have dramatically increased your chances of being successful in an online business. Okay, the three steps, the three keys to success. The first step is you need to have a great website. And my definition of a great website, as we'll talk about in a minute, may be a little different than you think. The second thing, and almost more important than having a great website, is driving traffic to that website. If no one ever sees the website, it's of little value and you're not going to be successful. So that is critically, critically important, and it needs to be something that you think about, you plan, and you do. You drive traffic to your website, and we can talk more about that. The third thing that you need to do once you get the traffic to the website is you need to work on increasing conversions to your website. And we'll talk about that, and we'll define what a conversion is. Okay, now these three keys to internet success are really progressive. Okay, you don't want to do all three at the same time. They're a progression. So just like we talked about that progressive realization of success, you need to do these one at a time. The first one is you build a great website. When you've got that great website, then you work on the next step, the progression to drive traffic to that website. Once you've got traffic on the website, now you work on making conversions. So it's a progression that you go through those, and you can be success by going through that progression. It doesn't make any sense to try to be working with conversions when you don't have any traffic, and it doesn't make any sense to drive traffic to a website that's not done yet. So you need to build those in succession and in progression with each other. Okay? Now let's talk for a second about what is a great website. And we're just going to go over this relatively quickly because we're actually going to go through these three steps in a series of seminars over the next few weeks. And we're going to have several webinars where we're going to talk about what it takes to make a great website. And then we're going to have several webinars where we're going to talk about how to drive traffic to that website. And then we're going to have several webinars that talk about how to increase your conversions on that website. Okay. So I'm just going to give you a brief introduction to these three things and kind of some of the things that are upcoming in those webinars, and we'd sure like you to come back to those. Okay. When you look at the websites, I get a report about once a month that shows me the top websites on our system. And so I always go out and I look at those top websites. And when you look at the top websites, you would think that they would be, you know, beautiful, fantastic sites that are just content rich and have lots of beautiful graphics and flash animations and those kind of things. And you know what? You'd be wrong, dead wrong. Okay? A lot of the websites that are on our system that are the real successful, the real great websites that are seeing lots of traffic and lots of orders on them are not glitzy, wonderful, beautiful sites. They're not. They're good functioning sites, and we'll talk about some of the things that are important to those. But having beautiful graphics and having everything perfect and perfect laid out and the perfect colors and everything doesn't seem to make as much of a difference as some of the other items that are important. As we design websites for people, quite often we'll get someone that, you know, oh man, that color is just not quite right. Let's try it a little bit different shade of green. Ah, it's still not quite right. And we'll go around and around, And from my perspective, I look at that and I'm going like, man, you're spending a lot of time and a lot of resources on something that is not very important. We need to spend our time where we get the most bang for our buck. We need to spend our time on the things that are important. And sometimes the shades and the colors and the you know, worrying about whether this is in exactly the perfect spot is not as critical as some of these other things. Okay? At the very first, the very top of the list, and we'll talk why this is a little bit more important in the next section, but it's important to have a website that's very content-rich. That means it has a lot of information there for people to read, and we'll talk about why that is important. But almost since the inception of the Internet, you've heard the statement, content is king, okay? And that really is true. And they've said that for a long time, and it is actually true that it's important to do that. Okay. The next thing that's important, and there are a bunch of these rules, and they're not really in any particular order, but there are a lot of little things that are important to make your website successful. First of all, don't bury your offering. Okay. What that basically means is when somebody's surfing the web, you've got 3 seconds to get their attention. You've got 3 seconds, just 3 seconds, for your page to be there, for you to communicate to them that they're in the right space, the right place, they're where they want it to be, whatever they searched on, whatever they're there, you have it, they've got it. You've got 3 seconds to grab them. Okay? So that means that you've got to have whatever it is you're doing right up on the front page, and it's got to communicate really well. And so that they can know instantly that they're in the right spot. Okay? Another really critical thing is easy navigation. They need to be able to go through your website easily and find out things where they are. They need to be able to get to the point that they can place the order or do whatever it is you want them to do within 3 clicks. And that's hard to do. Okay? But they need to be in the shopping cart or in the products, being able to buy within 3 clicks, find what they need to do. Okay? The next thing you need to do is you need to aim low. What that means is the lowest common denominator. You need to build your site simple. You need to build it so that it loads fast, that it doesn't take a lot of graphics. Now, years ago when we started building websites, that was critically important because a lot of the people had really crummy computers. They had small screens or small resolution screens and slow connections to the Internet. And over the years, we've seen faster Internet connections and higher resolution screens. And so people are, excited to move up the ladder and make, fancier, bigger websites with more graphics. But now you're seeing sort of a reverse thing going on. And that is with cell phones, a lot of people are switching over to the smartphones, and they're able to access the Internet on their phones. And so in some ways we're sort of making a quantum leap backwards because these phones, again, have small screens and low connections. And so if your website is really, fancy with all this stuff and lots of graphics and that kind of stuff, people are not going to be able to access them on their cell phones. Somewhere I heard the statistic the other day that currently 50% of the cell phones that are out there are smartphones with Internet capability. I don't know if that's right or wrong. But if that's true, boy, our society is changing. And, man, if you go out there, I don't know what the percentage is, but almost everyone anymore has a cell phone. And if half of them are Internet-enabled phones, then we need to make sure that we're aiming low so that we can work on those. And potentially in the future, we need to build our websites so that they can access both or be capable of handling cell phones or smartphones or the standard computer screens. Function is more important than beauty, and I talked about that a little bit. It's not the fantastic websites that get the orders. It's the ones that are functional and that work well. Simple is best. The rules of seven. There was some research done, and in this research they determined that in your mind you can wrap your mind around 7 things. And this is sort of a rule that we try to keep. You don't always win, but if you can not put more than 7 menu items on the screen, And there are ways you can get around that with drop-downs and things. But you only want to present 7 things at a time if you can, because people can wrap their mind around that. If you think about the length of the standard telephone number, local telephone number that you dial, 7 digits. Why is that? You know, somebody just decided for it to be that way, or is it because most people can wrap their mind around 7 or less? So simple is best. Think about trying to keep your website as simple as possible. Make it functional. Begin with the end in mind. What is it that you want this website to do? Don't wander all over the boards. Focus it on whatever it is your objective is, that conversion that we talk about. Consistency, consistency, consistency. Make sure that you want to build professionalism. You want to build trust. If people are going to order from you, and they're going to order from your system or whatever it is on your website, you need to look professional. And one of the worst things for looking professional is using different typefaces, different fonts, and having different colored backgrounds. If you can build a site that's laid out, every page is laid out the same. If you've got the navigation down the left-hand side of the screen, make sure it's on the left-hand side of the screen on every page so that they get that consistency. That's important. And there are a lot more of these rules that we could go through. And in our future webinars, we will talk about them and talk about in detail a lot of the things that you need to do to have a great website. And great, like I say, does not mean beauty. Okay? So now let's move on to the next key. Okay, once we've got a great website, now we're ready to drive traffic to it. And this is vitally, vitally important. And we will spend a number of seminars covering how to drive traffic to your website. And that's one of the biggest problems we see. People build websites and then they don't do anything to drive traffic to the websites. And you know, the chances of you getting traffic without doing anything are almost zero. You've got to do something to drive traffic to your website. And right now there are a lot of companies out there offering all these incredible things are going to drive traffic to your website. And you need to be careful, because there are a lot of people that are going to tell you they can do it. They're going to take your money, but you're not going to get any results from it. And you know, what you need is results. And there's no shortcut to this. It needs to be done right if you're going to get traffic to your website. Okay? There are a number of ways that you can do that. Okay? And we'll talk about a few of those. Top of the list in my mind is search engine optimization. Okay? Let's talk about that just for a second before we go over some of the rest of them. The reason that I believe search engine optimization is one of the most important things that you can do to your website is because a recent statistic published by Georgia Tech says that over 80% of website traffic comes from search engines. And you know, it's just always been that way. The majority of traffic that comes to websites come from the search engines. So if 80% of the traffic comes from there, then that's probably a good place for us to focus our attention, because that's where we're going to get the most bang for our buck. Okay. So the other statistic that Georgia Institute of Technology came out with, which is interesting, is that 75% of the searchers that do a search on the search engine never go past the first page. Okay? So if you're going to get part of that traffic that's coming from the search engines out there, you've got to be on the first page in a good search key and on a good word to get the traffic from the pages, because they're not going to go past the first page. Okay? And that's what SEO is. SEO stands for search engine optimization. Making your page so it appears on that top 10 list, on the very first page, okay? So SEO, or search engine optimization, is nothing more than playing king of Bunker Hill. What you need to do is you need to get your website so it's on that first page in a good keyword that gets lots of searches, and you want to push down everybody else, okay? So, and there are a number of things that you can do to get your page moved up to the top of that list. And like I said, there are a lot of companies offering things out there, but you need to understand it, and I believe you need to be able to do it or do portions of it yourself, because it's an ongoing battle. You know, if you play King of Bunker Hill and you push everybody down once, it's not going to be long before they're coming back up the hill at you again. So it's an ongoing job. And if you can get a good top 10 listing on a page that gets lots of searches, then that will drive a lot of traffic to your website. And we've got some webinars coming up, again, that we're going to talk specifically on how to get those top 10 listings with your websites. And that will make an incredible difference for your business to drive traffic to your website. Okay? As we talked about a second ago, content is king. And one of the things that the search engines really like and that you use to get those top 10 rankings is good content on your website, as it looks through the keywords and it indexes your page. And so that's why I put a good page. One of the top things is that you've got good content-rich websites, so that will help you to get those top 10 listings. Okay, let's just cover some of the others really quickly here, and we'll go through those as well in future webinars. You can do pay-per-click advertising, and basically what you're doing with that is you're paying for advertisements on the search engines. You bid on how much you'll pay per click, and then every time someone clicks on your website, then you have to pay for it. And depending upon what your keywords are, I've seen clicks range anywhere from $2 up to, I've paid as much as $18 a click. And if you're paying $18 a click, you'd better be doing some good conversions or you're going to lose a lot of money in a heartbeat. So that's a real science there, but pay-per-click advertising, okay? There are some other sites as well that you can, not Google, but other places that you can buy clicks cheaper, but Google is the real big dog. They're the one that's got all the traffic out there. Okay, you can develop content pages, and you can submit those to e-zines in different places, and that can drive traffic to your website, and we'll talk about those in detail and how to do that. You can do link trading. We've had some of our customers that have done incredibly well with trading links with other websites and getting links from other websites pointing to them and driving traffic that way. We have one customer, probably more than one, but I know we have one out there that's doing incredibly well with YouTube videos. And he does videos and he drives a lot of traffic to his website through YouTube videos. Blogs and social networking, all the latest rage, the Twitter and all those different social networking things can be used to drive traffic to your website as well. You can use newsletters. You can buy ads in newsletters and buy links in newsletters and emails and different things. So the list just goes on and on of things that you can do to drive traffic to your website. But it's vitally, vitally important for you to really think about this and study it and learn how to do it if you want to be successful, because this is a step that you can't skip. You've got to do it. It's important. And I think it's as important, if not more important, to have a good strategy to drive traffic to your website. Maybe more important than having a good website is actually driving the traffic to your website. So, okay. Now, the third key is converting visitors to buyers. Okay, conversion. And basically, that's what a conversion is. If you think about the simplest conversion is on a website that's a shopping site, for example. A conversion would be somebody placing an order or buying something. Okay, if you are a political site, a conversion, what would that be? Think about it. You may want somebody to vote or vote a certain way if it was a political site, or you may want to influence someone's opinion. Okay, those are a little harder to measure, but they're still a conversion, and you still need to think about what is your website's conversion. What is it that you want people to do or think? What is your goal? What is your objective? And if your website is built around that and you can measure it, okay, then you're really headed in the right direction, okay? So if we want to increase our conversions, first of all, we need to decide what that is. What is it that we want them to be able to do? And then we want to be able to measure that, okay? Now, if I take, let's say, one day and I say, okay, today I got 100 hits to my website, And out of those 100 hits that hit, those 100 hits to my website, I got 10 sales. Okay. I can come up with a conversion ratio by dividing one against the other. Okay. So if I got 10 buyers out of 100 people that visited my website, then I know that I've got a 10% conversion ratio. Okay. And you should know what is your conversion ratio. And like I say, it's not hard to figure out. Just take how many orders you've got if you're an e-commerce system divided by the number of visitors to your website. Or you may want to do a conversion ratio based on the dollar value of your sales. Okay. Because then you, as you work on increasing conversions, it may not be increasing the number of sales, but it may be increasing the amount of the sales. Okay. But know what your conversion ratio is so that you can measure it, and then you can test it and you can figure it out. Okay. Conversion, increasing the conversions on your website is sort of a cyclical process. It's a cycle that you go through. Okay. First thing you want to do is you want to decide what it is a conversion is on your website, and then you want to be able to measure that. If you want to work on your dollar sales, then let's do it that way. If you want to work on the number of sales, let's work on it that way. But whatever it is, if it's just a lead generation site, how many leads did you get? Whatever your conversion is, okay, measure it. Figure out a way to measure it. Okay. So now once you've got that measure, you know what your conversion ratio is, let's go out and tweak the website. Let's tweak it. You know, now's the time. If you want to adjust the color green, let's adjust the color green. And then you can actually measure it and see if it really did make a difference. Okay. And to me, it's doubtful that the shade of green is going to make a huge difference. Maybe it will. Okay. But you need to make those changes to your website. You can change your pricing. You can make specials. You can increase the size of your order buttons. You can do all kinds of different changes to your website to try to improve your conversion ratio. But through this process, what you're going to do is you're going to measure, then you're going to make a change to the website. Okay, and then for a period of time, you're going to measure it again and see if you made an improvement or if you didn't make an improvement. Okay. If you didn't make an improvement and you actually went backwards, then you better put it back the way it was and try again. Okay. You want to keep the good and toss out the bad. So you're just doing trial and error. You're trying your ideas, and you do this in a cyclical manner or in a cycle. Okay. And you can actually do this so it's not a one-time change thing. You can do what's called split testing. Okay, and with basically split testing, you may be running a page that you've changed or several pages that you've made changes to all at the same time and measure all of the different pages at the same time and then compare how they do against each other and see which one is best and then incorporate those back into your main website. But what you're doing is you're looking for the little things that make improvements to your website. A few years ago, I had a customer who had a product that she was selling, and she wasn't getting very good sales. And I looked at it, and I said, gosh, you know, the customer can't quite see what it is and understand how it works. You know, you need to be able to communicate clearly. They need to have the buying information, and I think they're just not getting it. And so we did a little video demonstrating how this product worked. Just a short little, it wasn't even a video, it was just a little animated thing that showed in like 5 seconds how it worked, and then it just sat there and it repeated itself over and over again. It wasn't even a video, it was just an animated GIF file that demonstrated this product. And the sales on that particular product shot right up, okay, because now people could see it. They could understand it. So look for those kind of little things on your website. And if you just keep making those improvements, you're going to increase your conversions and increase your success. And that's something that you can do over and over again. And that's one of the real strengths, I believe, of EasyNet Tools is the way our software is developed. You don't have to call in and have somebody do it for you. You don't have to have a webmaster do it for you. You learn how to make those little changes and do those little things yourself. And it can really be a lot of fun to see what works and try to get into people's mind and see what's going to, you know, gonna get them to convert, get them to buy, get them to do whatever it is that you want them to do, to play this game and to just keep trying things in this cycle. And there's a lot more information on things that you can do to increase the conversions on your website. But that's really where the rubber meets the road. What is it that you want people to do? But remember those three keys to success. Those are vitally, vitally important. The first one is to have a great website. The second one is to drive traffic to your website. And the third one is to work on increasing conversions. Get those three steps down. If you get anything from this webinar, that is the real most important thing that you can remember at this point. And then as we go through, we'll cover each of those in more detail. So hopefully we'll see you at our webinar next week. We hope everyone has a great day today. And we'd like to thank you for coming. And hopefully we'll see you next week. If you have any other questions, please feel free to give us a call. Telephone number is 208-356-8361. Or if you would like to send any comments or ideas or things specifically to me, send them to ekman@easynettools.com. That's ekman@eZnettools.com.